Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am excited to have you here today, listening in or watching in on YouTube. Hopefully you've got an open mind. Hopefully you have some ability to kind of register things in your files in your brain so that you can store this away for when you go to the grocery store. Or the health food store, or when you're looking on Amazon, or when you are shopping on our site, you know what you're looking for. And that way you can make good choices with probiotics. So that's kind of our topic today. We are going to be covering what all weight loss surgery patients should understand and know about probiotics, because they are not all equal. Last episode, we talked about understanding just the importance of it, the why of it. So now it's like, okay, so we know we need them if we're not eating a fermented food, cultured food rich diet. Just bottom line, you need it. And if you are needing to kind of change your probiotic or you're really not sure that you have a right one, this will give you those basics. This is going to give you that foundation. So when you look into one, the probiotic you've already been purchasing, or two, when you are looking at purchasing a new probiotic, then that will be the foundation that I would recommend to follow based on what my research and based on my experience to be, a good foundation to follow. So let's kind of get started. The basics of probiotics is they are not all equal. And unfortunately, there are many probiotics on the shelves that have no live bacteria in them. And that's what you got to get good at doing. You know how dietitians are always telling you, okay, you got to read the labels, you got to read the ingredients. Same thing with supplements. You have to kind of know the basics of what you're looking for, because you'll get a product that is absolutely worthless, honestly, because they're not regulated by the FDA. So that you're not going to be guaranteed a pharmaceutical grade product or a product that even has any beneficial bacteria in it when you buy it over the counter. So, basics of what you're looking for over the counter can be complicated because there's not a whole lot of great ones. But you would definitely just want to follow some of these rules when you're picking the best one for you. We're all different. Most of you could benefit from just a really good, hearty, general broad spectrum probiotic that has some really good strains in them. And most people will feel great on them and it'll deliver and it'll do the great job if they are guaranteed potency. So those are kind of, the things that I look for mostly. I'm going to rattle off the six items that I kind of pay attention to, and then I'll go through each detail. So the first one, you want it to be multi-species. You want it to be a high CFU count or a high colony forming unit count. You want it to be temperature sensitive most of the time, meaning it should be a cold or refrigerated probiotic most of the time. You want it to say on the bottle or packaging or website that it is a guaranteed potency until expiration. And then you want it to be protected from the acid and bile. so that it actually lives until you get until it gets to the colon, your small intestines and your colon. So you want to make sure that it is protected. And then you want it to contain a prebiotic. So those are the basic six things I look for when I'm evaluating probiotics of other patients. So those would, in my opinion, are really good foundational principles to follow. So what do I mean by multi-species? So the majority of probiotics are going to have the bifidobacteria family and the lactobacillus family. You're at least going to have those two. If you do multiple species in those two families, basically, where you're having multiple, so you have maybe five or six of the bifido and you'll have, you know, seven or eight of the lactobacillus or flipped, either way, species kind of feed off of each other. Some of them technically actually do feed the other bacteria. So they work synergistically. So you want multiple as opposed to just a single strain. So if you buy just Acidophilus, it's really not going to benefit you with your health. And that's where you can think of those people who say, yeah, I took a probiotic and it did nothing for me. And in my mind, I think, okay, so it's one of these six things that didn't pass. And that's probably why. So multi-species, making sure that you're at least getting those, that bifidobacteria family and that lactobacillus, those two, and having it assayed like bifidobacteria longum or bifidobacteria rhamnosus or lactobacillus acidophilus, whatever different species, those you want them to be several. You want to have several different strains of each of those different species. So I always strive for a good 10 different types in your probiotic. There are some good ones that have five or six, so I don't like to go less than five for the most part. I mean, I've recommended some that are at three to some patients in remote areas that are really struggling to find, and they're not online shoppers, so you know, you do the best you can, but most of the time, if you want one that's really going to deliver, it needs to have at least five different species represented. So you can just count those on your bottle, or it may say how many are on there. The next thing is a high CFU count, or the high colony forming unit count. So that is the amount of species that are in the capsule. So like billions, you want it to be no less than 10 billion. In the research, that's kind of the baseline most of the time, is about 10 billion is what most of the researchers use. So that kind of gives you, in my opinion, that's at least your baseline. Now, some people can react when it's a super high count. So if they have a lot of bad bacteria, they might have some symptoms where gas and bloating and diarrhea and those type of symptoms. And that's because they really need the probiotics and they got to keep taking them. They just need to back them down and maybe open the capsule and take part of it, or just take one every other day for a little while until it, you know, their body gets used to it. So just because you do react doesn't mean that you shouldn't take them. It's actually more evidence that you need them. But you're just going to have to slow it down, because otherwise your body's just going to react to it, because it's that bacteria that's in your gut is really fighting to kind of keep its stance and keep its place. So if you do react, then just slow it down and back it up a few days and you know, skip some time so that you're not having so much all at once, and then build up to daily. So, high colony forming unit, and that will help improve the survivability to your intestines. So I will say a lot of probiotics do not have a protection from acid and bile. So the higher the numbers, then you are going to have more likelihood of having some make it to the lower small intestines and the colon, where the colon is where you really want it to be delivered. So those are, you know, the higher is sometimes better, but it doesn't have to be like hundreds and 200 billions every pill. You know, you at least want a good 20, 25, you know, like I said, no less than 10 billion, but you know, a little bit higher is usually tolerated pretty well. Once you get up to like 50 billion, 100 billion, those can be, you know, questionable, that some people really may struggle to tolerate it because there's so many good bacteria that their body might react a little bit. So the high colony forming units is key. And then temperature sensitive. So I prefer the ones that are refrigerated. There are some species of bacteria that are great at high temperatures, but most of them are ones that do better at a refrigeration that it doesn't heat up. Bacteria can be killed with the heat, most of them. So that's where you want to make sure it's just kind of a safety measure, in my opinion, to protect them until expiration, is really keep them in the right temperature. And that's in the refrigerator. Makes it complicated for, you know, remembering sometimes until you get your routine going. I just have a routine that I, you know, get in my fridge to take it before I go to bed. That's usually my typical time. If it's protected from acid and bile, you can take it with meals and it's no big deal. It's just kind of your routine. But you definitely want the ones that are refrigerated. They're going to be a higher quality. Now, there is an exception with some soil-based organism ones that I'll use sometimes with patients when they have some really big things going on in their gut and it's kind of a mess and I've got to do a lot of work. So then I'll use some soil-based organisms, and those don't have to be refrigerated. And like I said, there are certain species that they don't need to be refrigerated. But think about the general, and most people don't want to know all these names and which ones need to be refrigerated and which ones don't, and which ones have the ability to survive through acid and which ones don't. They just want to know that the ones they're taking are protected. And that's where, if you put it in the refrigerator, you're pretty much going to be protected with that in mind. So keep that in mind when you're doing things with it. So keep it, you know, in the refrigerator, and if you have to travel, then take it out and put it in a baggie and just use what's in the baggie and not taking the whole bottle with you. And then, you know, moisture, it doesn't like moisture. They're not going to survive as long if there's a lot of moisture or humidity. So, you know, those little humidity packs that are in the bottles, you need to make sure those stay in it so that it protects it longer and keeps them alive. You want your bottle to say guaranteed potency until expiration, not guaranteed potency until manufacturing. So literally the manufacturer could put in 100 billion CFUs of probiotics, fabulous, great combo, all that, but it could be dead before it even leaves the warehouse. So how valuable is that to you? And then it goes and sits in a hot truck, and then it sits in a hot warehouse, and then it sits on the shelf at the store for months, and it doesn't have any left. So that's where you want it to be, that it's at least controlled, and it says guaranteed potency until expiration. That's kind of the key thing. So check on the company. On the box, if it doesn't say it on the box, check on the website and make sure that they have something that states that it's guaranteed until expiration. Usually there's a little symbol, by where it says how many billions. It'll have like a little symbol, and then just look for that symbol on the package, and it'll say until manufacturing or until expiration. And if you can't find it, like I said, check the website or contact the company, and that way you know that you're covered. And then the other one is protected from acid and bile. This one's pretty tricky. Not a lot of companies do this. And when I was working on finding one that I felt was pretty good, in my opinion, for weight loss surgery patients, and when I was looking at different manufacturers and stuff to produce the one that we have, you know, that was important to me because the acid and bile can kill, even if it's just a little bit, it can totally kill off the bacteria. And that's where, you know, if it says it's protected, then it's a way better one than the majority of them out there. The cool thing is some different species and strains actually they can survive through acid, but not all of them. So without having to go through all the nitty-gritty details, so because you guys aren't going to remember and want to really know those nerdy details, and, you know, I'm guessing. If you do want to know, ask me. I have all the information on which ones can survive through acid and which ones cannot. So if you want that information, I would be more than happy to share it. It's just really boring, nerdy stuff that most people could really care less about. So, but always ask if you do. But you want them to be protected from the bile and the acid so that you know you're going to get what it says on the bottle. And then the last one is you want it to contain a prebiotic. So a prebiotic is something like inulin is usually what's typically used from chicory root is the most common one. And that will help grow the good bacteria faster. Without the prebiotic, usually in at least most of the webinars that I've listened to, most strains are going to be out of the system within 2 to 5 days. Not all of them. Some of them sooner, some of them longer. But that's kind of a good rule of thumb. They're going to be out of your system if they don't have a prebiotic in there to help boost it. And then if your diet is poor and it's not full of prebiotic-rich foods or lots of veggies and you know, soluble fibers that you can grow it with that too, then you're going to have a harder time, you know, keeping those levels up where they need to be and actually shifting, you know, and making a change in your intestines and colon. I mean, you're just going to have a hard time doing that if you don't have those prebiotics. They're kind of the magic bullet for a probiotic to make them work effectively long term. So we can take them every day, but, you know, I'm looking at, you know, I want to shift things. I want to change the colon. I want to improve that environment. I don't want it to just stay the same and only as good if you take the probiotics. I want it to be that at some point, if you wanted to, you know, ramp up your fermented and cultured foods, you don't even need a probiotic. So I would love that for you guys because to me, food is king. And if you can do it with food, that is forever. That's doable. That's duplicatable. That is something that you guys can do. So prebiotics are pretty important. So making sure that yours contains some type of prebiotic. They may use potato starch because that being a prebiotic. Inulin, like I said, it is mostly the most common one. It may just say chicory root, but most of them will say inulin. So that's what you're looking for. Those 6 basic things. So you want multiple words you can't explain, but you can, or you can't, you know, even say that say like in the bifidobacteria family or the lactobacillus. Those two are the most 2 common species that are used in probiotics currently. You want it to be a pretty decent high colony forming unit, so at least 10 billion CFUs minimum, up to 25 or 50 or 100 billion dependent on you. And then you want them to be cold or refrigerated. And then you want it to say guaranteed potency until expiration, and you want it to be protected from acid and bile and prebiotic. That's it. Prebiotic, high CFU, multi-species, guaranteed potency, and protected from acid and bile. So there you have it. Sounds simple, sounds complicated, sounds like you can't remember it all. Whatever, wherever it falls for you, feel free to send us a message or comment, or, you know, give us any feedback on what you're struggling to find. You can get on our website and we explain all the details of what we have to offer, and it is there available for you. I know everybody doesn't need a probiotic from me, but it is available because not everyone has access to good quality probiotics. And that is why the ones that we put together is really one that we made sure had a pharmaceutical grade and could deliver on these 6 points every time. And they batch test everything, so it's not like they occasionally or selective, you know, just select an occasional batch to check. Every single batch is tested and certified and guaranteed that it will deliver to expiration, which is at minimum a year, but typically 2 years that it will last. So feel free to check ours out. It is available for you. We'd love for you to support us. It helps keep, you know, our website going. It helps keep, you know, funding all the podcasts and YouTube and all the stuff that it just takes to run a business. It isn't free, and it helps support us. So we would love for you to check ours out. But if not, at least use these basic 6 points when you're looking for a probiotic. And if you can't find it, feel free to check ours out and try it out and see what you think. We have a guarantee on ours, the, you know, money back guarantee, and we stand behind our product. So feel free to go to WLSgutHealth.com and check ours out. We'd love to hear from you. So I hope I've given you something to file away in your brain. So when you go to make your next purchase of probiotics, you have everything that you need to choose the best one for you. So until next time, have a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.